Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce Garner Ted Armstrong of Ambassador College with The World Tomorrow. In this series of programs, we will tell you something of the problems of the world today, how they will affect you, and their solution in The World Tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, Garner Ted Armstrong.
What are you waiting for? Let's go.
Oh, no, the elevator is out of order this morning.
What?
What kind of bad joke is this?
Could you hold on to this phone? Nancy? The correspondence is not in the patient sample in Tri-Fi. Will you go get the correspondence for me, please?
Well, I took the correspondence
and I can't even see it. The correspondence is in here. It's got to be out there, so go get it.
Well, then there's none of our correspondence.
Go get the correspondence, dummy. I wonder if it'd be all right if I just call you back in about 15 minutes. I've got a problem here that I need to resolve, and then I'll get back to you with the answer. Okay? Very good, Miss Clyde.
Look at him down there, Spencer.
Oh, you dummy.
Did you see that?
Oh, he fumbled the ball.
Thought it was from Greece.
What's the matter with this guy?
I don't know.
If he could have known a year ago that the way he was living was setting him up for that date and his ticker stopped. Of course, diet, smoking, tension, nerves, a soft way of life punctuated by a few exercise periods here and there, that's pretty much the way millions of us live, isn't it? But if he could have really known ahead of time, would he have done something about it? What about you? Would you do something about it if you thought you could head off a heart attack or a stroke or some terrible illness that might rob you of 5 or 10 or even 15 or more years of your life? Well, actually, yes, you can. Anybody can do it. Just 30 minutes a day, you can do something that almost everybody ought to be doing every single day, and very few of us in our age on wheels ever get around doing anymore. 3 to 5 times a week, 30 minutes a day, it sounds so simple, and it really is.
Terry, why is it that when you get to be as old as you and I are, that you kind of give up on exercise like some of these young people go here in the background? What happens when you become old, 25, 30 years of age?
Well, Tom, the basic problem with most of us when we become 25, we tend to retire. And there is no reason for it, because one of the laws of exercise is that any time you do not use your body, that body begins to deteriorate. And there's no reason for it, because the body is like a fine-tuned machine, and it can keep on rolling as we begin to exercise it. And our problem is not so much that we can't do it, it's a matter that we've been miseducated, and we like to sit on our posterior, so to speak, and just not get involved in the program. There's no reason why we couldn't do it.
But what has led to this sort of lifestyle? I mean, why are we just sitting around and not really participating as much as we should do?
Well, the thing about it is that exercise does require work. But it's the kind of work that's necessary for us to survive, because the body does need to have a certain amount of breaking down, elimination of the toxic poisons and so forth. In order that we may survive, we have to exercise, but people do not like work. And we like to get take our sports not only sitting down, because it's just the easiest way. It's just the way we are. We like to make it easy on ourselves. But it can be very profitable if we get involved in a program.
So is exercise per se just for an athlete?
No, Tom. Exercise is not for an athlete only, simply because all of us have a body. And that body was made to develop coordination. We were meant to develop our lungs or arteries, in other words, improve the condition. In other words, to maintain health. And athletics is a highly specialized skill, and the average man needs it too. We're living in a society now where we're spending a lot of time in cars, a lot of time sitting, and we need to work our bodies, otherwise they'll begin to degenerate or break down. And it's very, very important that we exercise. We are kind of a nation of sitters, like a spectator sport in this country. Thousands and millions of people just watch Sunday afternoon football, or they might watch basketball or whatever. And if we went out and got our exercise by walking or running or cycling, we'd be that much better off in the center. Now, circulation means that you activate the blood to the heart. And we need this activation in our cardiovascular system. The cardiovascular system means the blood, the heart, veins, and arteries. And this circulatory system must be worked in order that we may maintain any level of fitness. So it's an important aspect to have circulation. And how to get it? Well, simply by walking. I feel that that's a good beginning, a real good beginning.
And actually, walking is only the beginning. Doctors all agree that a general, regular, moderate form of exercise or some physical activity of some sort is even better for average people than some strenuous exercise once in a while. Proper exercise has been proved to be restorative to the tissues in the body as well as the preventative value in warding off disease. What you may not know is that getting exercise at the right time and sustained amount is a lot easier than you may have thought. We're in an age where we have machines do practically everything for us. People will search around the block 15 minutes looking for a parking place instead of parking maybe a half mile away from their work and walk to the place where they want to get out. We will do anything, it seems, to save steps. Our kitchens, our homes, our offices, our entire environment is a step-saving, labor-saving environment of energy slaves. Here we are with an energy crisis. Not enough raw materials, it seems, to feed the voracious furnaces in the mouths of our energy slaves who do the work for us. And yet, so many millions of us at about age 40, having heart attacks on the golf course, the first day of hunting, shoveling snow off the yard when the snow falls, or doing seemingly simple little tasks that any teenager should thrive on. Well, one of the best exercises is one of the easiest and the most natural for you, and that is simply going for a walk. Not just a leisurely, sauntering kind of a stroll where you're window shopping, but a purposeful, brisk walk. Well, you really stride right out. And that doesn't need a set of track shoes or any kind of muscle-building equipment that you buy, or one of these stomach belts or saunas or belonging to a gym or a club. It doesn't mean taking karate exercises or lessons. It means just a good, comfortable, well-fitting pair of shoes and a little bit of determination. Exercise may be nowhere near as difficult as you thought, but you just got to take it all in stride.
Thousands starve daily because the 10% of Earth's surface which is productive is not enough to meet growing food demand. Yet if man could level most of the vast mountain ranges, raise up some of the deep arid desert valleys, renew the depleted jungle soils, and provide good gentle rain in due season, that he would have additional millions of acres of farmland, man would have a solution for feeding the Earth's teeming population. Will such an answer be found? How will tomorrow's world be made free of starvation with the hunger bomb diffused? This free booklet titled The Wonderful World Tomorrow shows you the brilliant future ahead for man in a world where today's problems will be solved. It offers hope for the future and has a sure basis for that optimism. Be sure to write today for this free booklet, The Wonderful World Tomorrow, What It Will Be Like. Send your request to Ambassador College, Box 345, VPO Sydney, New South Wales. That's Ambassador College, Box 345, VPO Sydney, New South Wales.
Not everybody lives next door to a beach where they can get out and run in the sand. I've got a personal friend of mine that I talked into joining the Navy well over 20 years ago, and we were both much younger. He lives in the San Diego area, and he and I are about exactly the same age. Several years ago, when he visited Ambassador College, I invited him to play a game that I think was racquetball, maybe it was handball. And he, in being in the Navy life for so many years and having reached the point of retirement from the Navy and going into business for himself on the outside, it allowed himself to get into a certain physical condition. It was getting a little bit dangerous. He didn't know this at the time. I noticed, though, that in just a few rounds on the racquetball court, he was leaning against the wall, wanted to take time out, and was breathing pretty hard. I didn't know what had happened. We weren't in that close cut. But sometime later, he had a stroke, and it nearly killed him. He went to the hospital. His brain was short-circuited. He lost his power of speech. He was completely paralyzed for a time. And gradually, that body labored back. And he survived that attack. But he told me after that time that he actually had to begin to learn the function of speaking all over again. That it slowed down his speech. But he came back from that. He began, as he was able, little by little, with walking and finally a little bit of jogging. And then he began a program, gradually, of running on the beach. In softer sand, which not only works the circulatory system in the heart and the lungs and the entire body, but it's a little tougher to stride along there in sand, and soft sand, as anyone knows who has tried it, than it is just on a track with shoes on. He never misses a morning now, I believe, 7 mornings a week. He's in the best physical condition he's been in his entire life. He's in his early or mid-40s. And I imagine he's probably the next time we get together for a racquetball game, gonna have me leaning on the wall. Although I do get basketball up to about 5 times a week if and when I get the opportunity, which is much of the time. But you know, according to noted heart specialist Dr. Paul Dudley White, a good brisk, striding walk, if you can't jog, you can't run, you can't get into violent exercise, all that walking increases your oxygen intake, gives your heart exercise, stimulates blood circulation, and is a real key to effective exercise. Increased blood circulation puts to use more of your blood vessels and capillaries, and this improved blood circulation can reduce the narrowing of the arteries effect that begin to tell us about age 26, the direct reason why a lot of people have a heart attack. 1.5 million Americans in the 35 to 44 age bracket have heart disease. 2.7 million in the next age bracket from some form of heart disease, another 4 million from 55 to 64, and another 4.5 million in the 65 to 74 bracket. Yet regular moderate exercise sustains has been proved to be a preventative factor in controlling or preventing heart disease. It has even been proven to have a restorative value among people who've already had a heart attack.
Heavy foul there.
Thank you very much.
Dry off. That was quite a match you had.
I enjoyed it ever so much. Well, Ben was pretty tough.
And Ben's about 20-some years of age, and you're how old?
Oh, just about 75.
Well, you said you've had a lot of fun. Now, you enjoy tennis. Why should anybody in his right mind enjoy physical exercise? Most people hate it.
Well, it's because of their health, and I think that's one thing that keeps them young, and the fact that they're running all day long, at least get a wonderful sleep at night, and I just can't see how anyone won't exercise.
You'll find that the banker needs a training program, the businessman needs a training program. Anyone that has a body needs to develop it in order to improve the mind, because the body and mind are interconnected. In other words, you can have a mind that's brilliant, but the minute you lack the help, if you don't have the help, that body can very easily take the mind with it.
I'm in the best shape I've ever been in my whole life. Well, that sounds good. To what do you attribute that remarkable feat?
I belong to the San Pedro YMCA, and I'm active in sporting activities. I play a lot of volleyball, and I feel good when I'm in good physical shape. And it does a lot for me mentally as much as physically. I can leave downtown, have a bad day, and sit on the Y and stretch in a couple miles to play some basketball and work off all your animosity. So I think it's important for me, more important to me mentally than it is physically in some cases.
Okay, let's talk American values for a minute with money. Is it money in your pocket in any way, shape, or form to stay in shape?
Yes, absolutely, because it means less hours spent in the hospital. We see a statistic spiraling every year where the problems of health are keeping our top people out of work. It means, for instance, the enjoyment of family. How much is that worth? It's worth a lot.
And a lot of people are so overweight they can't enjoy an activity with their family. Maybe individuals 40 to 50 pounds overweight, and they have to take their exercise sitting or as a spectator. And it means not only dollars and cents, but many things in many areas. Psychological benefits, the emotional benefits. There's so many benefits in it.
What benefits could you be reaping out of an exercise program? Here is a short list of the kind of benefits you could receive. Regular, moderate exercise. It lowers the pulse rate, lowers blood pressure, improves circulation, lowers cholesterol in blood, slows the aging of the vascular system, helps keep weight in check, improves digestion, increases heart and lung efficiency, reduces lower backache, reduces chronic fatigue, improves mental achievement, improves ability to relax, and postpones senility. Now, every last one of these things is something you want, but it's something you can't buy. And it's amazing to me the gimmicks there are in American advertising and newspapers, magazines, maybe TV guides and the like, where you see all these shortcuts to health. You just lie there and they wrap you in this gauze and suddenly it takes off about 40 pounds. You're a shadow, your former self. I mean, they gather all the skin up and tie it up here and cut it off, you know. You heard that one, okay. But, you know, there are all kinds of these shortcuts to exercise. The salons, there's got to be some kind of business going there where people are making money, because there has to be hundreds upon hundreds of karate parlors and of gyms and salons where they pummel you and they roll you and they knead you back into shape. But you just lie there. You know, you're not doing anything. People are fanning your brow and they get this big machine up there that jostles and rolls and pummels and beats on you and so on. And, people think they can sweat off weight. They think they can get in a steam bath or a sauna. Some people think they can sit there in the sauna with a beer in their hand, and that they're just doing themselves a great favor. Of course, little by little, year after year, they get bigger and bigger and bigger. And all they're doing is taking years away from their life and increasing the potential for a heart attack. What you need to do is to take the advice of the thousands of specialists that there are and the people who do know the value of sustained regular exercise, and do it now. Not after you go to the doctor and find out you've got a terrible hypertension, maybe high blood pressure, and maybe cardiovascular problem of hardening and shrinking of the arteries, and your doctor says, well, you got to start by walking about, you know, to the back door and back about twice a day. Why don't you just go get a checkup and find out right now and begin before it's too late?
Australians live in one of the best-fed, fit societies in the world. But an abundance of good food is no absolute guarantee of good health. The Plain Truth magazine explores the growing world health problem and brings you principles which can guarantee lasting good health. Incisive articles of understanding discuss health practices in the home, use and misuse of drugs, pollution, and your health, safety and accident prevention, world health. The Plain Truth comes to you monthly with articles covering the complete spectrum of world news and the issues which affect you and your family every day. It's full color throughout, published in 5 languages, and read by more than 6 million people. The Plain Truth will be sent free of charge. There is no follow-up. Request The Plain Truth, a magazine of understanding. Send your request to Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO Sydney, New South Wales.
You can't just jump into exercise immediately. If it's taking you about 20 years to get out of shape, it may take you much longer than 20 minutes to get back into shape. But you can begin by a regular, moderate exercise program.
So what about the man who maybe is in his mid-40s or late 30s, and he's been away from exercise for a number of years? How does he gradually ease back into a routine?
Well, Tom, the most important thing to do, a man that is 30 years old is not washed up. Let's put that first in a list of coming back. He needs to evaluate his health, find out whether he has any deformities or any illnesses, that type of thing. That means going to a doctor and seeing if everything's all right. Then, if the doctor says, okay, you go ahead and begin to exercise, I would say a simple form of exercise, of course, is walking, as we mentioned earlier. Now, if he's got to the point where he can walk fairly well, except for 12 or 15 minutes straight at a pretty good clip,
then you can begin to jog. And as you begin to jog, you can begin to sprint. But this is over a gradual period of time.
One of the real tragedies is the individual, however, who is out of shape and who sees his neighbors jogging and sees his neighbors playing tennis. He says, my goodness, here I haven't done that sort of thing for 10 years. I think next Sunday I'm going to resolve to run a mile. I used to be able to run a mile in 5 minutes and 30 seconds. I think I'll try for that time again. That's the one who's going to drop dead trying to achieve what he could 10 years ago or 15 years ago. And that's the individual who, if he's going to go into that vigorous and exercise program, he should have a very thorough checkout by a physician before embarking on it.
How does a man, let's say he's a businessman, maybe he's in his mid-40s, and he's got a busy schedule, how does he work in something like an exercise routine?
Well, it's quite simple. Let's say, for instance, let's say you're 35 pounds overweight. Instead of going, let's say, to eating a big lunch, why not cut the lunch back a little bit? Maybe cut it back to 5, 10, 15 minutes and begin, let's say, to walk. Let's say, park the car 6, 7 blocks away from your business. And begin to walk instead of riding all the way in. Instead of having a big major lunch, having dessert, why not cut the dessert back a little bit and begin, let's say, walking or jogging. And how we have to do it, we have to do it in moderate doses in the beginning. We start by walking, and then we start running. And eventually, we really get in shape, and we start sprinting.
Are you saying then that jogging is a little bit advanced, that perhaps what would be the most all-around natural exercise?
Well, you're coming to the point, of course, it's walking. And the walking aspect is the best exercise form because of the rhythmic motion, and it's just natural, it's economical. At the same time, it's a low stress level type of activity. And many times, we need that type of activity just to get back into condition. We don't use our legs. The legs are the most important aspect, really, in conditioning, and the heart, because they're linked to the internal workings of the body, and then, of course, to the heart.
What about the elderly for a moment? Are they pretty much out of it when it comes to exercise?
Absolutely not, Tom, because just again, here's a simple thing that they can, too, walk. Walking will induce, again, the mechanism of the circulatory system. This will induce the pulmonary system, the breathing system, and so forth. In other words, you have to have movement. In other words, if you retire at age 65 and say, that's it, I'm not going to do anything more, you're asking for trouble because the body was made to be used.
My mother, God bless her, I love her. Mom, as people get older, they feel that they should not exercise for young boys and young kids. Well, exercise, running, playing ball, and that kind of exercise. But the body, the human body cannot stay alive unless it's active. It's put together with all different parts in there. All these parts have got to function. And the family keeps everything together, keeping one motor. And that don't mean you have to function by running or playing ball or do that. The greatest normal exercise is walking. Just when you walk, because one of the greatest things I feel about the body is circulation. And when you walk, walking is exercise. That forces circulation. And I made my mother think she was doing me. You know, most elderly people, Tom, suffer from lack of pain, John, and I. Mm-hmm. I made her think she was doing me a favor to walk with me. And I'd go get her every day and walk her a mile, mile. Now she feels a difference, and my dog hates to see her coming.
Because she's going to walk in the dog.
Oh, yeah, man. Right on.
Yeah, walk that dog to death. Not very many people are going to do that. You don't have to worry about that. Even if you got a chihuahua, it takes about 15 steps to your one. Because the average person in our country does like to take his exercise sitting down. It's almost as if people hate exercise. When you take a look at our society, the nervous tension and the pressure on the average white-collar executive type, even the blue-collar laborer, as I see people working on housing projects or working in concrete finishing, even out-of-door, fairly tough activities, street workers, highway men working out along highway projects. I see so many giant bellies lapping over so many belts, you can't believe it. We did a few on-the-street interviews recently, and we were talking about being overweight, and they had caught that in the last program. We didn't line those people up like a big herd of cattle there in the pen and turn them out one by one, but that looked like a baby elephant walk. You can almost feel your set shaking. Those people were going by. It was the biggest display of fat you'd ever seen. You go down to the supermarket, go down to any public place, take a look at people struggling with their ankles hanging over their shoes, and about 16 wrinkles, so you can't even find their navel. They don't wash the thing once a year, unless they're doing dust dance. Pardon me, I do get carried away. But, you know, let's face it, being overweight is not just ugly. Now, I know swim is in. People want to be sexy. They want to be attractive. They want to pummel their bodies into better shape and look like Mr. Slim Silhouette or Little Miss Gymnastics or something in order to be attractive to the opposite sex. But it has a lot more to do than just being attractive. It has to do with staying alive. You know, there was a program that used to be called Run for Your Life, and this guy was sick. He was a terminal heart case or whatever it was. He shouldn't have been running. But you should be. But first, you ought to see a doctor. Have a good checkup. Find out exactly what your form of sustained, regular exercise should be. And then get on the ball before you drop dead someday, way before your time. If you want continuing articles on the health of your child, of your family, and of your own personal health and well-being, whether physical or mental, then your name needs to be on the mailing list of the Plain Truth magazine. Articles almost every single issue on diet, exercise, drugs, physical health, proper sleep, mental attitude, the very physical and mental well-being of every individual. The Plain Truth magazine deals with the kind of articles you as a human being need. When you take surveys of the man on the street, you find that their food, their own health, joblessness, hospitalization, insurance costs, rising costs of living, especially in foodstuffs and transportation. And, of course, we all know the energy crunch is here. We know that brownouts and blackouts are likely. We know that people are having to slow down and share rides. And some people are hitchhiking. And a lot of people have tried to buy different kinds of automobiles and get more gas mileage as a result of the energy crisis. Well, this kind of an article, it shows you shortcuts that you can really use and helps you understand the current trends and conditions and world conditions is exactly what the Plain Truth magazine is all about. You need your name as never before on the mailing list of the Plain Truth magazine, a magazine of understanding. Our regional editors abroad and articles from the point of view of peoples in starving Africa and Asia to the Philippines and Southeastern Asia, some of the nations of Laos, Cambodia, of all of the people in, whether it's Australia, South Africa, in the Western world, we have regional editors abroad in offices all around the world, on-the-spot photographers and interviewers ready with their cameras and microphones to bring you a unique kind of a magazine that really goes behind the scenes to appraise not just today's news, but what it means, what happens from here, putting it all together to give you the overview of world conditions in the light of Bible prophecy. For example, articles in the current number have to do with the upcoming and continuing crisis in the Catholic Church, the Philippines, a nation in turmoil. Also, a terrible article on drought-stricken Africa. What is happening in the western part of what used to be the French Sahara of Africa? Upcoming articles in the current number, Why the World Needs Christmas. And an article on the ultimate bulwark against drug abuse, and this item is written with the help of your child, how that ultimate protection against drug abuse is the family. At a time we understood the crucial role of the family in protecting children from drugs. It's called Don't Let It Happen to Your Child. That's an article in the current number of the Plain Truth magazine. Another one on UFOs and life in outer space. Is there life out there? What are the chances we may someday communicate with extraterrestrial beings? That's an article in the coming issue of the Plain Truth magazine. And the article on Bond Moscow. Old enemies joining hands, growing cooperation between two former enemies raising ominous questions about Europe's future. As I said, with regard to physical health, mental health, peace of mind, if you have your name on a mailing list of the Plain Truth magazine, you'll be sure to get these articles almost every single number, and along with them, other articles you need as well. And all you need to do is to request it by sending your letter to Post Office Box 345, Sydney, New South Wales. Be sure to tell us the call letters of your station. When you bet, that's all. There is no cost, but tell us the name of the radio station to which you've been listening, the call letters, and then send your letter to Box 345, Sydney, New South Wales. Until next time, this is Garner Ted Armstrong saying goodbye, friends.
You have been listening to The World Tomorrow. If you would like more information, write to Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO, Sydney, New South Wales. That's Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO, Sydney, New South Wales.